For at least the third time in the last 50 years, there are unmistakable signs that aviation and aerospace yet again are approaching a potentially course-altering crossroads. That's from an op-ed my next guest wrote, talking about the industry's response to growing awareness and concern over carbon emissions and climate change. Tony Veloci is the former editor-in-chief of Aviation Week and Space Technology magazine, where his piece ran. He joins me to talk about it. And Tony, how concerned do you think the aviation industry needs to be about the current climate around climate change and how different sectors of the economy fit into that?
The aviation industry is very concerned. They are taking it very seriously. I believe the industry could do more. And during this climate of political volatility, I think the aviation industry and the aerospace industry, and I consider those subsets of one another, needs to wake up and smell the coffee, because the pressure for the aviation industry to do more is increasing. And it will become even more important that the aviation industry step up its efforts, set more aggressive goals for reducing its carbon footprint.
What has the aviation industry done so far in this area?
Actually, the industry has made great strides in efficiency and reducing pollution from jet aircraft. But again, it can do more. But let me put this in perspective for you. Its share of global emissions is somewhere between 2 and 3%, but it's increasing because global aviation is increasing. The manufacturers, jet engine manufacturers, the airframe manufacturers believe there's more potential to be tapped in the turbine engines that power these aircraft. The general consensus is that the efficiency could probably increase from about 40% now to around 60%. And then there, of course, the industry also is pursuing the electrification of commercial aircraft, but that will only be suitable for regional jets.
When you talk about trying to increase efficiency, how easy or difficult is that at this point, especially given what manufacturers and the industry broadly have already done?
It is certainly doable. The technology is there, but the innovation in jet engine efficiency is going to come in steps. It's going to be incremental. And the challenge for jet engine manufacturers will be to try to accelerate the technology advancements.
I'm wondering how much of the concern and the interest that the industry has is sort of a messaging issue, in the sense that, you know, a lot of people need to travel by air. A lot of people enjoy traveling by air in terms of the places that they can go and the amount of time it takes them to get there relative to other modes of transportation. But I wonder if in the back of people's minds they're thinking, well, you know, yes, it's really convenient to fly, but, you know, it does bad things to the environment. Like, is there a sort of a messaging campaign or a messaging effort that the airline and the aviation industries need to undertake to try to tell people about some of the stuff that they've been doing and maybe allay people's concerns to some extent?
I've long held that aviation and aerospace in general is one of the most underappreciated, undervalued industry sectors in the country. I believe that the aviation aerospace industry have a dire need to initiate proactively a sustained messaging program to educate lawmakers and even the public. Earlier this year in Congress, something called the Green New Deal was introduced into Congress. And under the Green New Deal, much of commercial aviation would be replaced by railroads. And I have to think that the sponsors of that aspirational proposal are either ignorant or ill-informed of aviation's accomplishments and benefits. Every organization associated with aviation has a stake in the game. The milk industry, the dairy industry, has a campaign called Got Milk? And I believe that the industry would be well served to initiate a campaign very similar to that.
Let me ask you briefly, specifically about the Green New Deal component, because the bill itself doesn't say that, you know, we want to replace airline travel with railroad travel. So I guess I'm just wondering, like, what is it about what's in the bill that, in your mind, and frankly, in the minds of many others, would lead to some substantial reduction or the elimination of this industry?
It's not that it would lead to the elimination of the industry. It's the Green New Deal could impede the progress of the industry to expand, and it could slow down the rate of innovation in the industry. What should happen is that the industry, aviation industry, aerospace industry, should be compelled to raise its targets for CO2 emissions in terms of reducing its carbon footprint.
It seems as though there has been pretty good growth in these industries in terms of the number of people flying. And, you know, there are more discount carriers now, which allow, you know, more people to fly and to fly longer distances in some cases than they would have earlier. I guess I'm curious, how big of a concern is it that environmental concerns could slow that down or even reduce or, you know, reverse some of those gains?
There's considerable concern that the rate at which commercial aviation is expanding relative to technology innovation for reducing the carbon footprint could interfere with the growth, the expansion of commercial aviation. That's part of the problem here, is that the industry, the demand for air travel, is growing faster than the rate at which technological progress is being made in reducing that carbon footprint. And that's the main reason why the industry needs to be bolder. They need to be more aggressive in setting their goals and allocating more R&D money toward that end.
All right. That's Tony Veloci, former editor-in-chief of Aviation Week and Space Technology Magazine. Tony, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you.